This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Covering a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley. And not that long ago, last week, in fact, Douglas Timber Operators Executive Director Matt Hill called for a full revision of the Northwest Forest Plan. He's in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So let's back up. You put this call out to do it. I know that you sent a letter to the chief of the U.S. Forest Service, right?
I did. This is kind of a, you got to take a trip back in time to understand what the Northwest Forest Plan is and where it came from. I was in high school when it was written, and our community was struggling, and timber volume had ground to a halt on federal lands, and President Bill Clinton, Vice President Al Gore came to Oregon, hosted a forest summit in Portland with cabinet members and environmentalists and scientists and timber industry leaders, including a former DTO executive director, and forged a plan to move forward. And that's what we're still managing our national forests in Western Oregon under.
Now, that was right around 90, or was that earlier?
94 was the date of the Northwest Forest Plan.
And talk about basically what the Clinton administration at the time, what they thought that would do.
The goal of the plan, in the words of President Bill Clinton, was to create a sustainable and predictable supply of timber sales. That is a direct quote from President Clinton. And at the time, you know, like I said, timber sales had ground to a halt. There was nothing coming off the National Forest or BLM land because of litigation over spotted owls and other issues. The plan was intended to create a recovery path for spotted owls, to create more ecosystem-based forest management, but to also create, like he said, a sustainable and predictable supply of timber sales. So the result was the Northwest Forest Plan, which created a set of reserves, which are called late successional reserves, that are intended to move forests into old growth structural characteristics and protect them, while also leaving other lands available for sustainable timber harvest. That was the idea. The reality is very different.
Yeah, and at the time, though, how was it received by both the timber industry and the environmental side?
I would say that the timber industry at the time was highly skeptical. It called for a dramatic reduction in traditional timber harvest. So, you know, the Umpqua National Forest, for example, it's a million-acre national forest. You know, prior to the 90s, it was producing between 300 and 400 million board feet of lumber or of timber a year. And the plan would bring it down from the mid-300s to 78 million board feet. That was a huge reduction. If we got 78 million board feet right now from the Umpqua National Forest, we'd be very happy.
What about the environmental side when this came out?
I think there were mixed reactions. I think the environmental community wanted more set aside. In retrospect, and listening to OPB's Timber War podcast and other retrospectives, it's clear that the goal of environmental activists and litigants at the time wasn't necessarily protecting the spotted owl. The spotted owl was simply a device to stop logging on federal lands. And the Northwest Forest Plan allowed and anticipated logging on federal lands, and the environmental community did not like that.
Now, I wasn't in news at the time, but I was here in the Roseburg area. And as I recall, a lot of people felt like it was kind of a somewhat in the middle approach, because either side wasn't necessarily totally happy with it, and a lot of people thought maybe that was a good idea.
You're right. Normally, when both sides are upset with the outcome, you've struck some type of chord, and it is a middle path. And if the plan were performing as promised, I think that would be true. The problem is the plan is not performing as promised or predicted. It's providing neither a sustainable or predictable supply of timber, nor is it protecting old growth, nor is it providing for the recovery of the spotted owl.
So talk about how timber harvests have plummeted since the plan went into effect.
Well, like I said, the anticipated sale quantity from the Umpqua National Forest at the time of the Northwest Forest Plan was about 78 million board feet. In no year since 1994 has the Umpqua National Forest achieved 78 million board feet of timber sales. And so the outcome, the output on the timber side never happened. Right now, we're between 23 and 25 million board feet a year. So that's a third of the Northwest Forest Plan level, which is 5% of what the Umpqua was producing prior to the Northwest Forest Plan. So it's not even close to what it was supposed to produce. And the result is clear. Our mills are closing. We can't access logs. And it is just not doing what it was supposed to do. And that's just the economic side.
Now, I was struck by your release last week because just using the numbers you just quoted, basically that rounds out to supplying local mills for how many days a year?
About 14 days. And historically, you know, between the Umpqua National Forest and BLM, they were producing more than half of the volume coming to our mills every year, and now it's maybe 2 weeks worth.
So what has that done for the mills? I mean, how quickly did that have an impact?
Well, several mills closed around the time of the Northwest Forest Plan, some before, some after. Some changed their production. Just in the last several years, we've had additional mill closures in Douglas County. You know, one of the Swanson Mills in Glendale, C&D Lumber here recently. So the impact on our industry, our workforce, our economy continues to this day, and because the federal forests are not producing even remotely what they're capable of.
And then follow that through to how that has impacted Douglas County government.
So by federal statute, revenue generated from timber harvest on federal land, whether it's BLM or Forest Service, is shared with the county. And, you know, right now I'm focusing on the Northwest Forest Plan and the Forest Service. So the revenue sharing for the Umpqua National Forest in Douglas County is generally 25% of timber revenue goes to the county. On controverted O&C lands managed by the Umpqua National Forest, it's a full 50 to 75%. But generally speaking, you're talking 50%. So that number has plummeted since the 90s to a tiny fraction. The safety net giving counties payments in lieu of those timber payments has expired, and Congress has not renewed it. And so now Douglas County, even though it has dramatically reduced services, personnel, other things provided to the public over the last 20 years, the county still faces a $24 million annual shortfall that it's paying, you know, using money that it's stashed away and saved over the years. But in the next couple of years, it runs out of those reserves, and the county faces, a $24 million shortfall. That's the sheriff's office. That's huge departments. So we're facing a severe county revenue, county services crisis unless we figure out how to generate more income off of federal lands.
All right, more when we come back to the interview of podcast after one at 541radio.com. Matt Hill of Douglas Timber Operators, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Still putting together tomorrow's program for Inside Douglas County. Matt Hill from Douglas Timber Operators in here today. And we are talking about the call that he's made to see the Northwest Forest Plan revised. obviously, with the change of administration, you're seeing maybe a potential opportunity that hasn't been here for quite a while.
Absolutely. And if we go back a couple of years, the Biden administration, President Biden issued a executive order to conserve and protect old growth, which triggered a number of federal actions, including a federal advisory committee, which is a federally chartered committee to review and amend draft recommendations for amending the Northwest Forest Plan. That committee met for a couple of years. They developed hundreds of recommendations, but the scope of those recommendations and the scope of the committee was extremely limited. It didn't look at everything in the Northwest Forest Plan. It just said you can turn this knob one notch and this knob two notches, and that's it. And so the result is what the Forest Service has produced in terms of a draft amendment to the Northwest Forest Plan. But it doesn't go anywhere near where it needs to go to fix things either economically or ecologically for our forests.
When you look at the impact of the wildfires, how much has that made, you know, a tenuous situation worse?
It's really what is driving my emotion on this is and anyone who's seen what has happened to the Umpqua National Forest or the Rogue Siskiyou National Forest or the Willamette National Forest, you're really seeing the impact of fire on the landscape. And when you start looking at the numbers behind those fires, they're appalling. And what's happened on the Umpqua, and I'm not blaming anyone, I'm just saying this is what's happening. About 44% of the Umpqua National Forest has burned in the last 30 years. And in the 30 years before that, hardly any of it burned. And what we know is that is impacting old growth reserves, riparian reserves, places like that, disproportionately high compared to other areas that are more managed. And so the translation is the areas that were set aside from logging to protect spotted owls are burning at a higher rate and a higher intensity than the rest of the forest. So that in and of itself shows that the plan not only isn't working, it's having the total opposite of effect of what it was intended to do.
When you talk about that data, how does the Labor Day fires of 2020, I mean, that was a huge amount. Any idea what the percentage of the Umpqua that burned during that?
Actually, the Archie Creek fire only affected, I think, 15 or 17,000 acres of the Umpqua. It affected the BLM lands a lot more. The 2021 fires, was it 2021 or 22, affected the Umpqua even more up on the Tiller Ranger District, which has just been decimated by fires over the last 20 years. But not only are the fires, you know, continuing to whack away at the Umpqua, but we're seeing that those areas, you know, the dead wood continues to stand there. It reburns, and you know, some of these areas have burned two or three times in the last 20 years.
Now, when you talk about one aspect of this was the northern spotted owl, a lot of things evolved regarding the owl after that.
A lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of monitoring about the spotted owl, its recovery. The recovery is not going well. The population continues to decline despite the Northwest Forest Plan. So, again, there's a need to do something very differently. And the reason for that decline, largely, is loss of habitat from fire and competition from the barred owl. So if you don't do something about one or both of those in a major way, you're not going to see any different behavior in the owl, which has continued decline towards extinction. So if you care about the owl, we need to be doing something different.
Now, I know I don't remember what agency this came from, but there was something a few months back that kind of went in depth about the impact of the wildfire smoke. Actually, it wasn't that far back, about, and Roseburg ended up on the list of number six worst air quality in the nation between 2019 and 2022, I think. And that really got a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, and not surprising. I think five or six of the top 10 worst cities in the country from smoke air quality are in Oregon. And it's because federal forests are burning every summer at huge scales. And the impact on human health is immeasurable. I mean, it's measurable in many ways, but we still don't know all of the ways it impacts human health, from low birth weight in babies to respiratory issues to brain issues, you know, not to mention just your ability to live your life during the summertime, to go outside, to hike, to play soccer, to do things that Oregonians want to do in the summer. It's impacted. It impacts our economy, and this is not the life or the experience we want to have here.
Well, and along, of course, we were dealing with the pandemic at the same time, and tied into that was sports seasons that were operating differently, but it was kind of a new thing that you weren't, like for football, for instance, or whatever sport was being played outside, you weren't just worried about the heat, you were worried about the smoke index. And that was kind of a new thing.
And all that's been measured. I think Oregon Forest Resources Institute or someone measured that after the 2020 fires, looking at the impact on sports, traveling sports, the Oregon Shakespearean Festival, you know, all these outdoor things. I mean, summer's our time to play in Oregon. And if we don't have that, it's going to take a toll.
Yeah, and Shakespeare took a big hit between the pandemic and the wildfire smoke, just about went under, really, from what I'm able to assess. So you've got all of this going on. You've put out your letter. I know that at the federal level, people don't just grab the mail and start reading things immediately. Have you heard back from anybody?
Not yet. The letter was submitted as part of the federal comment period for the amendment on the Northwest Forest Plan. And so my comment was, we don't need an amendment. We need it totally revised. And so the comments will be processed as part of that NEPA process, and you know, we'll have conversations with the Forest Service and with the Trump administration. You know, you asked before if things are different now with the change in administration, and absolutely they are. President Trump issued 2 weeks ago an executive order on timber production, talking about the importance of timber to our national prosperity and our national security, and I couldn't agree more. And he calls for federal agencies, including the Forest Service and BLM, to do a number of things, including reviewing and revising their rules and regulations on how it impacts timber production, recommending legislative changes to Congress, and I say all of the above. We need to make a lot of changes affecting how our forests are managed and how timber is produced to support our local economy, our national economy, as well as the health and productivity of our forests.
Now, as you said a few weeks ago when you were in here, though, you can put that order out, but that doesn't mean somebody's grabbing the phone, making a phone call the next day. It's a long process to be able to implement some of that.
Right. The executive order directs federal agencies to review and report back on things over the next 30, 60, 90, 180, 280 days. And so in 2 weeks' time from now, the BLM and the Forest Service are supposed to produce a list of actions that can be taken within existing law to improve timber production on federal land, as well as making recommendations to Congress on legislative changes that may be recommended. So, you know, part of that process is, you know, Douglas County and Oregon County is providing input to BLM and Forest Service on how things could be done better. DTO is doing that. Other timber trade associations are doing it. Tribes and tribal organizations are doing it. There's a lot of good ideas about how things could be done better, that are better for everyone, rather than continuing the trajectory we're on of burning the forest down.
If from your perspective, what would be a best case scenario for you as to how long it would be before you really see a difference?
I think best case scenario would be a targeted plan for, you know, again, just focusing on the Forest Service for now, a targeted plan for the Umpqua National Forest to produce its projected timber outputs under the Northwest Forest Plan, which would be reviewing the resources that are available to the forest, reviewing where and when they can plan and conduct timber harvests, and a plan to get them those sales prepared. It takes time to produce a timber sale on federal lands, even under the best of scenarios. So, you know, you're looking at a year or two So we need to get working now if we want to see some timber outputs in the next couple of years.
Matt Hill, Executive Director of the Douglas Timber Operators, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.